let's see if we can get some clues by what we have seen with HER2 negative disease. I'm going to ask Dr. Gerhardt to present your patient.
Okay. She's a 54-year-old female, and she actually has an interesting past medical history of presenting after 6 weeks of progressive exertional dyspnea with an idiopathic cardiomyopathy. She has no personal or family history of heart disease other than some mild hypertension. And after going through a summer becoming increasingly short of breath, she came to the emergency room and had an EF, and this was her first, of 23%. She was admitted to the hospital, placed on medical management, seen by cardiology, and the etiology of her cardiomyopathy was never uncovered. She was hospitalized for about 2 months, and after aggressive medical management and actually being placed on a transplant list, her EF spontaneously improved into the mid-40 range. Since that time, her hypertension remains well controlled. She's on digoxin, Corag, lisinopril, and Lasix, and is now able to exercise reasonably well, work full-time as a librarian. Subsequently, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and the specifics of her cancer are as follows. She has a 1.6 centimeter low-grade invasive ductal carcinoma. She had one micrometastatic lymph node greater than 0.2 millimeters, but less than 2 millimeters. Interesting, the primary tumor had a questionable deep margin, less than 1 millimeter, with some DCIS. So in conclusion, she had a T1CN1 breast cancer with a negative metastatic workup.
And the hormone receptors?
Her ER was positive at 90%, PR positive at 10%, and she was HER2 negative.